So today's subject is on duality. Duality is one of the natural laws, and it is very, very important because all that what we see around us is structured in this manner. Okay, so it's going to help us when we organize our life or we reorganize ourselves. So I'm going to go straight to it. There are two fundamental kinds of categories of things or principles, and this is called dualism. In the philosophy of mind, dualism is the theory that the mental and the physical, or mind and body, or mind and brain, are in some sense radically different kinds of things. Now, we do not agree with that. What we are saying that this is misleading, because dualism doesn't mean that things are different or things are separate or independent of each other or they are opponents, meaning that they are against each other. Dualism just means that there is two in one. And that is very simple to understand. You're going to see as we go along that is quite an easy thing to understand when you look at your own body. That you are one self, but in yourself you have two arms. You have the left and the right arm. You have the left and the right leg. And your body is divided even into two inside, you know. Even in the movement of your veins or your blood, you are divided in these two. But you are one at the same time, you see. So that is dualism in simple terms. It's one body, yet has two sides. And in that sense, it propels this dualism idea that is created by God. Now, it only means that existence of dual forces in the natural order of things in one unit. You see it now? Now, for example, the God force and the goat force, day and night, you have sun and moon, we have cold or hot, you have female or male, you have left or right, you have a husband and wife, just like we have already spoken earlier. But you know, later on we will go much deeper into this discussion of gender, because I see that in this changing of times, people are a little bit confused about this thing of gender. It's just that the previous age, the people of masculine, they really did not give people the full knowledge. They hide it. So we are exposing all of that so that we can all understand how naturally things are structured. Because this is not a matter of a choice whether you can change it. It's just structured that way. So you have to make sure that these natural laws don't work against you, but they work with you. And you don't work against them, but you work with them, because you cannot change them. They are just like that. All right. So I think you get the idea now. Okay. And this thing of dualism, this idea of dualism, is a natural law which is present in all systems. Okay. Now, to organize ourselves or to structure ourselves and to be orderly or to be proper is actually next to godliness. Now, to organize your life, you must now also consider this natural law, one of these natural laws. Now, let this law bring to you comfort. Now, in organized politics, first of all, I just want to mention that I discuss dualism today because I want to go directly to how we can use this natural law in our political systems, especially I'm talking to help us as Africa have a proper or an organized political structures, okay? Now, in organized politics, what we see around the world is that we have also the left or the right. Okay. Now, this left or the right, you see, I'm not trying to go deep into the subject. The subject goes deeper, of course. you hear a lot when people talk of the left eye or the right eye. Okay. All that is applicable. But I don't want to go deeper into the spiritual things because they are a little bit hard to understand. Now, in Africa, political parties are currently not organized in this manner of left and the right side, which is partly a problem that we have seen so far. But it's normal. You know, this is not spoken in judgment and it's not spoken in chastening. It's spoken into saying, okay, now is the time to organize ourselves. When a civilized people have fallen, the simplest of laws become strange to them. Okay, so now this law of dualism is no longer strange to you. You will understand it and you will apply it and you will not work against it. Okay. We also want to move away from chaos and we want to move towards order. Okay, so it is important now, however, to clear your mind from what you knew before. Before we continue, clear your mind and don't come with a closed mind that, what is she talking about? Just clear your mind, listen, and then when we are finished, you should be now able to pocket well, you know, place well the information inside your brain, and then you can join the pieces. And then the information is going to help you in that manner. Okay. Now, I would like to state that the time has come, again, I want to emphasize, is time has come that we organize our house properly. And we're starting that with governance. And organizing our house, I'm talking in, first of all, at your own home, but I'm talking now in terms of a global African continental idea. That as an African continent, or as Africa, we now, the time has come for now to organize ourselves. We have no longer an excuse that we didn't know, or no one told us, or now, or we are left without a God or without love. God is here, God loves you, and God is giving you these laws to help you organize yourself. Okay, you're still with me, right? Now, to do this, that we must go back to the fundamentals. Those fundamentals are built upon God's idea of structural systems and natural laws. Okay, is that clear? Okay. We are not here to present a right or a wrong. Okay, first of all, when I speak, I know most people, when they start to listen to something, they think, okay, she's here to say this is wrong, this is right. Okay, this is not the idea. We're giving a natural law. We're giving an understanding. A global understanding, which is neutral. And therefore, now we, from that, we have to pocket our knowledge correctly, which is what we call wisdom. Okay. Now, first and foremost, it's important to understand that God themselves cannot live among us in the physical world. That's why God select prophets to help ignite a new age so that God's spirit, God herself, or the God spirit, emotions, body, and mind can be on earth. And the goat also, alike, is the same thing. Okay? There's a difference between God and the goat. Okay? Remember that. The goat and God. God, the goat. Okay? Those are the two forces. They are not necessarily against each other, but okay, I'm not going to go deep. Okay, so what I want to say is that the goat alike needs to be present on earth somehow. So they also have to live in that same body in two. Okay, so this person does, I'm talking now of the prophets, right? This person now delivers God's messages and laws to the people. And that's what I'm doing, okay? As the daughter, as the appointed with the power invested in me, I am here giving you now these natural laws. We have already explained this numerous times. You already know that the new era is upon us, is a new age, is the age of the Great Mother, the age of Ma. Okay. Now let's discuss the position or the positioning of this God. Okay, God is one. Okay, it doesn't mean that when you have a God as a Great Mother, now he's a different God. No, it's the same God, just that her feminine side is stronger on earth today than her masculine side. Okay, that is clear, right? Okay, so this feminine side of God, it sits at the center. Okay, and then her daughter Re sits on the left. But she was not on the left, okay? I'm talking on the first creation in 2010, when up until the rise, okay? Re sat on the right, because you have to sit on the right hand of God, because the right hand of God is the hand of judgment, or the hand that rules, or the hand that governs, or the hand that parts, okay, that divides. Now, that hand of God is on the right, and that's where Re, the daughter, was sitting. This exchange has happened after the rise. Now, Re moves to the left, and the goat moves to the right. Okay, it's clear? Well, this, you will follow me, you will understand why the position of God is important. She sits at the center, she runs and rules not only this world, but we have seven planets. And we have another one, the eighth and the ninth and the tenth. And then you have the whole galaxy. But I don't want us to go deeper and go too far. Okay, so I just want to give you an understanding of the body of and the positioning of God. Okay. Now, God uses monarchies, okay, kingdoms, in other words, to govern the world. Okay. Through the bloodline, run the world. What then monarchies do, they then appoint this democratic system, or they put in place this democratic system so that the people can replace whomever they want, whenever they want, from power. I'm talking presidential power or politics. To avoid, because you cannot move the monarchies. Monarchies are appointed by God. Remember that. And they are not movable. Even we know, I mean, I'm not going to go deep into that, but we know what happened when the French killed their king or their monarch, their representatives. What happened, it makes the country vulnerable. Then they were invaded by Hitler. And till then, so it's very important that you understand that you cannot remove monarchs. Monarchs are removed by God only when the time change. You will see also why we're talking like that. You will see also that the monarchs, or that we know, the kingdoms that we know now of the British kingdom, the Spanish kingdom, the European monarchies, also in the East, also Saudi Arabia and other monarchies that have been powerful in the past age, right? You will see them losing their power because new monarchies with the power of God are being launched on earth with this bloodline of God. Okay, you understand that. Now, the democratic system, however, it is there so that the monarchies will allow the people to choose people who run their country, okay, and for them to be heard and to have someone who represent their ideas. Okay, so that's why we have a democratic system. Democratic system is the hand of the monarch. Okay, you must remember, it's not separate from that. You don't have a president who reports to himself. It doesn't work that way. Now, the old prophets, however, so you know them, of the masculine age, like Jesus, Muhammad, all those people, the Chinese Buddha and those gods. We've already said adios, muchachos, to them, okay? It's already goodbye, they are gone. Here we are, we have Re first, who takes the place of a Christ on earth, And now we have to learn from what the Great Mother is giving to us in terms of what we need to do to create our governance. Okay. Now, the tricky thing, okay, what I wanted also to add on that is that we must now all understand how feminine power operates. Okay, that's the only difference, because you will see that feminine power will act differently from masculine power. So that's what the whole world will have to now learn and embrace. Okay. Now, this helps us to know also that there is not right or wrong side. It just depends on the current times and climates. You understand what I mean? Now, political parties can choose the side of God to take based on the time, regional, climate, and global positioning. You see what I'm saying? So I'm not saying right or left is right or wrong. It just depends. Okay, so remember, we are still on dualism. And this feminine age, this one is a subject I will also discuss when I talk about gender. But feminine age is about internal power. So it's power which is really from within, okay? You will see mostly the things that will count mostly in this age will be the power of emotional intelligence, the power of thought, the power of wisdom, and the power which is like a hidden knowledge, a hidden intelligence. Now, its power, the feminine power, lies not on the physical strength, and it's not about the exterior as much as it is about the interior, okay? So this is just to help you understand the difference between what's going on now and where we come from. Now, this means that nowadays, people who used to be able to say one thing with their mouth and do the other, or people who will say one thing with their mouth which is against what is going on in their heart, will not stand a chance in this age. It's about the heart. So make sure that you have a right heart. Your heart stands correctly before God and before the people around you and your actions, you know. So it's not so much about external power or using money to gain strength. Okay, money is still important, but your money must be also accompanied with the correct actions. Okay, we will discuss this feminine behavior further, all right, like I said, when we tackle the subject of gender, because there is a huge subject that. Now, today we are only looking at balancing our political structures with this duality natural law. Okay. Political structures affect everything. That's why we begin with them, or that's why we are focusing on them. Because, you know, like I said, this duality or this dualism can be applied in our personal lives, but it also can be seen also in politics. Okay, now, first and foremost, we must narrow our political structures down into this dualism natural law. Divide the political parties in this sense and work it down from there. You see, what happens today in our countries in Africa is that when you bombard people with 57 different parties, 57, 87 different languages, I mean, and ideas, people don't even know where you come from and what exactly are you planning to do differently from what they're already having. And they are tired. I mean, we don't want this nonsense anymore. We want that our political parties organize themselves, our political structures are organized properly so that we can be able to choose right, okay? So that it is clear, okay? And it's not so overwhelming the way it is today. So, this is very important, because when it's clearly distinguished, then the people will choose what is best for them in the correct narrative, and they will choose the representative that will stay 5 to 10 years, understanding what agenda they will bring and what ideas they will be pushing. Okay? Are you still with me? All right. So, okay. The right side is more conservative, more nationalist, is self-driven, extremely close. And the left, however, is more liberal. It has a global approach, more aggressive, but it's open, okay? None is perfect, like I said to you, because as we have seen, that the left also increases immigration, okay? It makes food shortages, it makes, it monopolizes things, and it creates a concentration of resources, which then creates all these global problems. I mean, we cannot go backwards as well. We have a global world, we have one world, so how do we work with our neighbors in the right manner? From this information, you can now already think of the past leaders from this natural ideology of dualism. For instance, if I ask you a question now, where was Margaret Thatcher? Was she left or was she right? How about Hitler? Left or right? How about Trump? Is he left or right? How about Emmanuel Macron? Is he left or right? Angela Merkel from Germany? Okay, so you should be able to see this, understand it, and be able to articulate it. Now, can you see? You have to see the person. You have to see the organization. Okay, now, this discussion seems basic to the worst, or it may seem basic to the people of Europe, but it's not as basic because knowledge has a way of hiding itself, okay? And also it relates to the times, no? Okay, so even the worst now, they have to have a new understanding of this new feminine God, or not new as such, but I mean the feminine side of God and her ways, okay? And the problem with this issue is that men do not understand women. They don't make efforts to understand women, and they underestimate the woman's power. Okay, but that no longer those days, that's not going to cut it here. All right. So now in closing, I would like to remind us that Africa, we are healing, okay? So like a wounded patient, I urge you to nurse your wounds, okay? But at the same time, see yourself already healed. Create an image in your brain of a healed body, so that you may desire and allow the healing process to complete, okay? Be patient, but also at the same time, be vigilant, okay? Be supportive of one another and contribute positively towards continental growth. I know that I'm talking of an ideal world, but I really am talking into your hearts, and I'm asking and I'm pleading with you that we be kind to one another. Following today's discussion, which has come to an end, we will talk about the subject of xenophobia and immigration. Okay. Again, remember, we come to you from a different angle. So, therefore, we will be there to help the South Africans and also to help the Africans who have suffered these unfortunate attacks. And we believe that the understanding that we will present, we will allow clarity and a working together kind of spirit. But also understanding of what is the climate of the world today. I'm signing out. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you so much. And I hope that this information helped you somehow. But if you've got questions, please do not hesitate. We love you very much. This is Replik. And we have touch on piano, and we are reminding you that you are loved. God loves you, okay? You are loved in the heavens and under the world. You are loved, okay? Loving you. Ciao, ciao. Bye.